Drive down Old Amherst Road in the dense woods of Mount Vernon, and you roll past weathered farm stalls, red barns, and sturdy tractors. Through the occasional clearing, there's a McMansion or two. Retired veteran Philip Paquette doesn't live in one of those. His home sits at the back of his mud-packed driveway, where a few chickens bobble around the yard.
We got a cow, 5 pigs, dog, and tomorrow we're actually getting another 26, 28 chickens and 3 more ducks.
A tranquil portrait, perhaps, but far removed from Paquette's dangerous stint as a squad leader in Iraq almost a year ago. Lately, Paquette's been farming and taking care of his 3 kids. He walks with a slight limp. A serious ankle injury means he needs to find work that doesn't require him to be on his feet. The clock is ticking. The unemployment checks end this fall.
Well, I've been using all my savings up from when I was overseas to pretty much pay the mortgage, you know, feed all these animals, and just keep the kids fed. My biggest fear is that I may not be able to afford all this.
Paquette says most of the jobs he's applied for don't pay well, and he says what he learned in the military is not necessarily what employers want.
Well, a lot of the skills are really not transferable. Obviously, you're not going to be carrying weapons around the states and shooting those off anywhere here, unless you're crazy.
Paquette says he worries a lot about his future, and like up to a third of other post-9/11 vets, he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. He started to realize the warning signs a few months after he returned home.
Couldn't sleep, and loud noises and bright lights especially really, you know, kind of bother you. I actually realized that when I first came home. My uncle brought me to a Moody Blues concert, and I couldn't deal with it. And yeah, I've been in Iraq. All the IEDs are right there, so when you come home, you're always looking to see if there's something there, even though you know nothing's going to be here in this country.
Retired Army vet Drew Reeves had a similar experience after he returned to the States.
When I heard something go boom, I was like really like looking everywhere I could. I still suffer from your routine flashbacks, always having to maintain a high vigilance, or as they call it, always being amped.
Reeves joined the Army after high school and served for 10 years. Before he medically retired, he was a long-range reconnaissance sniper.
I was boarding a convoy when our convoy was hit by a vehicle-borne IED, which flipped the vehicle I was in upside down, threw me headfirst into a wall. I was knocked unconscious and medevaced to Kuwait for approximately 13 days.
That sounds horrible.
It wasn't so bad. I don't remember any of it.
Like the tens of thousands of soldiers from Iraq who've been hit by bombs, Reeves survived, but not without the complicated effects of a traumatic brain injury, or TBI.
I suffer from what's called an ocular migraine because of it. And when I suffer a migraine, I wind up blind for a temporary period ranging anywhere from 4 hours to 24 hours.
Reeves says that in Iraq, he was flying around in helicopters and chasing bad guys. There were days when he first came home that he wanted to go back, especially while he was looking for work and watching his savings dwindle.
Being a sniper in the Army, working in intelligence gathering, that didn't really have a whole lot to carry over.
In other words, Reeves says he wasn't seeing tons of jobs for skilled shooters, so he had to tweak his resume. Rather than emphasize his talent as a rifleman, he wrote about his leadership qualities. After 6 months of no work, Reeves found a match at BAE in Nashua through its Warrior Integration Program. BAE is an international defense company that makes military products, like electronic warfare and night vision systems. It's only logical a defense company that makes equipment that soldiers use would actively seek veterans. But BAE does more than that.
3 weeks ago.
In 28 different offices around the country, the company trains post-9/11 disabled vets for new careers. Steve Gallerani manages the program in Nashua. He says the vets rotate in 3 different manufacturing jobs.
We make them solder stuff. We make them break stuff. We work on the floor so they understand how we build products. Then we expand out into second or third role in some of the supply chain activities. And then their third rotation, we try to get them into maybe a supervisory role.
Gallerani says he also requires the vets to further their education. Among the 18 who've joined the program in Nashua since 2009, 14 remain with the company. Chris Luzzi is in his second rotation. He's learning about the supply chain process.
I was in the military for 4 years. I joined right after high school.
What motivated you to go into the military after high school?
I was a slacker in high school, honestly. I was not a good student. So the military was really a good area for me to save some money and really kind of get some focus on my life.
According to the Department of Labor, Luzzi is part of a growing number of recruits who joined the Army as teenagers but didn't stay long enough to make a career out of it. While deployed in Iraq, Luzzi rode around in Army trucks wearing heavy bulletproof gear. That took a toll on his body. He left the service with a bad back, ringing in his ears, and PTSD.
The biggest downfall for veterans is when an employer sees that you were in combat. They associate PTSD or TBI as being a bad thing. Sometimes, you know, we do have to take that extra day off, but other times we are extremely task-oriented. We will give it our best to get the job done.
Many employers have a hard time figuring out how to handle the symptoms of PTSD. Hannah Rudstam is with the Employment Disability Institute at Cornell University. She says her research confirms Luzzi's view that veterans with PTSD get a bad rap.
Our survey indicated that employers were not totally convinced that a PTSD diagnosis did not pose a risk for violence in the workplace. Research tells us it does not. However, our survey did indicate that employers were unsure.
In New Hampshire, a handful of businesses are hiring disabled veterans. Yet despite good intentions, many have yet to learn how to accommodate those with PTSD and TBI. And for retired squad leader Philip Paquette, efforts to recruit disabled vets can't come soon enough.
I do want to get back to work, and I could see it getting frustrating if I'm not going to be able to get a job.
Paquette is just one of the nearly 750,000 wounded vets from Iraq and Afghanistan, nearly double those from the Gulf War. That's an unprecedented challenge for the state and for the country. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.